We are continuing reading from the Sefer Kitvun LeDorot. We are now on page Ayin Gimel. Now, what the author is doing over here, he's brought down the Chidah. And the Chidah is bringing his version of the story of the Hishtalshelus of the Ksovim of the Arizal. So we stopped over here by Shah Gilgulim. And he writes as follows: My Rav Rabin Shmuel Vital Sider Shah Gilgulim. Who was responsible? And again, this is the Ksavim of Chaim Vital, gave over to his son Shmuel Vital in order to publish. Now, over there in the Sefer Shah Gilgulim Sefer Chidah, the Sefer Yafim Lamed Zayin Agdamot. He put over there 37 Agdamot introductions. Ve'od shlosh akdamas minyanon and nogeim leRav Chaim Vital, and he put over there also another three, which is nogeir to the writings. Asher shlosh akdamas ze'elu achnonod heshmita Marav Moshe Vital ben Rav Shmuel Vital. This is not something with the grandson of Rav Chaim Vital put in, but rather the son of Rav Chaim Vital. V'sitam b'sefer echad in kol ha'cholomot. Chizyonot inyono Rav Chaim Vital, v'nika sever chizyono Rav Chaim Vital. And this is the book that we know. There's another book called Sefer Chizyonot, which is very, very interesting, by the way. Sefer Chizyonot, it's all about the dreams of Rav Chaim Vital. And how he explains over there some very, very interesting things. It's kedai to get the Sefer Chizyonot from Rav Chaim Vital. And a lot of information is drawn out from that sefer as well. So says Rav Chaim Vital over there, says the Chida over there, you find also the Agdamas. On that, he, if you look in the Sif Kotan Yud Kuf Yud Dalet over here, says Rav Yaakov Hila, Dvarim Elu Enu Miyudakim, Miduyakim. These things that the Chida is saying are not very precise, and he explains himself. וכנראה כתבם החידה זל תרם ראה ספר חיזיונו בכתב יד רב חיים ויטל זנצר בעצמו. And he says that this is before that the print of the כתב יד of the רב חיים ויטל actually came out. So he hadn't actually seen the ספר. כי משם בערה בער איפרה ממש שלוש הקדומות שנה במקום מה יקרה בספר חיזיונות. There's only three over there, not 37. Umisham Lakram Rav Shmuel Vital Zam Tzavon Sefer Gilgulim. And there, Rav Shmuel Vital took those three Hagdamas and then placed them in a Shako Shah Gilgulim. So not exactly like the Chidah has said, because we have seem to have a different tfus, a different Sefer Chizonot than he must have. But Sefer Shah Gilgulim Ktav Yam Rav Vital Leito Lo Tam Shloshava. Now, in the original writings of Acham Vital of Shah Gilgulim, actually, there's no Agdamas there at all. Va'ayba God, Shmuel Vital, Sof Agdamah Lamed Vav, or Sham. It explains all this. Let's continue. Gilgulim. So if you look under the word Gilgulim in Achida, you'll see as follows. Sida Rav Mekubal Rav Yaakov Tzemach. Chiba Yafa Mishvat Nafesh. Sorry. Chiba Sefer Mishvat Nafesh. Pikitsu. Va'od Tosif Lechabe Acher. לחמי אח באור וקר שמו משיבת נפש גם כן. So Rav Yitzhak Tzemach, not only that he publishes a book called the Gilgulim, but also he published another very good book called משיבת נפש. וראיתי שניהם כתב יד בערי אשכנז. I've seen both handwritten copies of Rav Yaakov Tzemach myself, says the Chida, in a city called Ashkenaz. Sefer HaGilgulim. Sefer HaGilgulim. So not to be mixed up, there's two things over here. The Shah HaGilgulim, that's one Sefer, and there's another Sefer called Sefer HaGilgulim. Rabbeinu Rav Arizal Nitfaz BeParnaporat Dimi Ma'agot Rav Rav David Goryon Hot. Behem lamevat pchakim, and over there in the sefer Gilgulim you'll find 37 pchakim, velikutim besef, which are brought in the end. The sefer ze yeshnam ktav yad vhu kfalim litoshia ein gimo pchakim, vhu sede yafe af naim. Okay, ve'echshov shehu seder rav, mekubal rav, mer papir shkatz. And he thinks that this sefer of Shad Gilgulim is actually published by Rav Meir Papirish. Rav Meir Papirish Katz, that's right. Ve'sefer ze yikar meod ki vaday sidr gam beze medu abatra. Sholay biyar Rav Shmuel Vital keno. This is part and parcel of the of the second set of collection of Rav Chaim Vital's, which we call medu abatra. Ranul Yaakov. A sefer called Ranul Yaakov. Chiba Rav Mekubal Rav Yaakov Tzemach Mima Sheshama Merav Rav Shmuel Vital B'Damascus. This is something which Rav Yaakov Tzemach put together when he heard the Shiurim of Shmuel Vital. Shayu Lomdim Etzlo Kol Yom Shishi V'Yom Shabbat Kodesh Be'erev. He learned every Friday and also Yom Shabbat Kodesh Be'erev in the evening. והרב הרב שמו וטל אומרים להם ספר עץ חיים וספר עץ הדעת טוב והוא כותב מהזיכרון מה ששמע ממנו ואני ראיתי ספר זה כסב יד ויש בו חידושים רבים וגם אמר רב צדיק אסמו. And I've seen the sefer that Rav Shmuel Vital, you understand, that Rav Yaakov Tzemach, we only heard this on Shabbat, basically. And therefore he had to remember, and then, Motzei Shabbat, and then for Sunday he had to sit down and write down everything about Peh. Amazing. Derech Etz Chaim, says Echida, Hu Ma'akdamot Shoshiyot B'chokhmat Emenz L'Rabinu Rav Arizal Z'Avir Droshav. This sefer called Derech Etz Chaim is one of the most important. We bring the beginning and the roots of all the system of Rav Chaim Arizal. She see the Rav Mukbal Rav Meir Papirish. We call it Etz Chaim. We call it Etz Chaim. ויש יתרום בספר זה משעה הקדומות שסידר רב שמו ויטל אבל ספר הידר הצלם יש מדוע בטרה מרב חיים ויטל שלא בא ליד בנו רב שמו ויטל and this ספר הצלם זה נוקם מנהז שמו ויטל והוא ספר נורא מאוד כי מדוע בטרה הוא עומק בחוכמה ואתה נתפס מקרו בעיר הקריץ ושם התביסו עוד כמה ספרי קבלה והמזכיר בעת ההיא ידום ושרי אלוהו מהרייהו והשם הטוב יחבר בעדו. Now, okay, so he said later on it will be published by another city and then the Hashem it should be used in the right sense. Pri Etz Chaim Nitfas Shlosha Pa'amim Bevarsha. It was published already three times. Three different editions came out of the what we call the Pri Etz Chaim. And this sefer over who sefer kavan el Rabbeinu Rav Chaim Arizal Zal Mesuda Merav Mekubal Rav Meir Papirish Katz. And we know that Rav Meir Papirish Katz, he's the one who's mesada this. And it is part and parcel of the practical halachas of Kabbalah, using the Kabbalahs. Yeah. והוא סידר רב וקיף ושום עליהם שמות וכוונת הכי קרא שמו פרי עץ חיים שזו פרי מילן עץ חיים. Why is it called פרי עץ חיים? Because it comes out from the עץ חיים. עץ חיים was the introduction that gives you the theory and then the פרי, the תוצאה is the כוונה, using the קבלה in a practical sense by doing the כוונה in תפילה. Now, Nof Etz Chaim, what's that all about? Says Echida. Nof Etz Chaim, who mashi sidah Rav Eir, Rav Eir, v'kadish maram ha-papirish zal mikitva rabin or Arizal zal. So this is the third and final sefer that he wrote, called Nof Etz Chaim. V'ual Tanach, mamrazal, yichudim, nevoa, v'ruach kodesh, v'gilgulim. It's a mixture of various topics. V'yesh mo shnei chalakim achirim, d'Eretz Etz Chaim, me'akdamot. And there's two chalokim achirim, d'Eretz Etz Chaim, me'akdamot. V'pri Etz Chaim, me'akavonot. V'ilu nitfasu, kama pa'amim bevasho, me'anof chaim, lo nitfasu, ela likutei Tanach, zalka. והוא נוף אחד מספר נוף עץ חיים. אמנם בלוקות התנ"ך יש בכתב יד המגור הארי ז"ל כפליים לתושיע או בין בנתפס או בין בכתב יד יש חידוש הרב חיים ויטל בעצמו ונתברר לי בספר חידוש הרב חיים ויטל ז"ל כתב יד שיש ביד וידי לבדם. So it says that I have some ספרים which are exclusive so exclusive, only I have them. And you have to understand that this Sefer Ed Norfetz Chaim is a collection of various Sfarim, but when it was printed, the Chelik of Tanakh was printed. The other Chalokim of the Gidgulim and the other Ruach HaKodesh and so was left out. Okay. Now, Tam mitzvot la'ri zal im likute Torah. Mikarov nitfas here zalkwa shenat tafkuf lamedei v'nir sheze nitfas hu asher sideh harav mukbal ha'mamorin harav Meir Papirish. Also, two other books came out from him, which is called Tamei Mitzvot Likutei Torah. Ve'em Nof Hasheni ve'Nof Shlishi Misefer Et Nof Etz Chaim. Remember, Nof Etz Chaim had originally a large collection of different subjects. They were split into now three Sfarim. Nof Etz Chaim contained the Tanakh Chelik. When it came to the Tamei Mitzvot and Likutei Torah, that took the other Chalakim, which were not included in the original Nof Etz Chaim. Now, kibush kibush nifav shehem nof sheini v'nof shlishi mispar v'sev nof chayim. B'sha'a u'ba'asher kadma lanu yidya misidre Rav Chaim Rav Meir Papirish niska nikar shezu ha'seder. And that is the seder which is brought down. V'amadfis katav Rav Chaim Vitav hu lo yadad kama sederim shonim yesh. But the Matfisim, when they published it, they wrote just Chaim Ita. Really, they should have really put Rav Meir Papirish. V'zeh seder hu memar Meir Papirish niskar ve'al tzedame biyom ha'arot shechaser mize kama dvorim seder shah psukim shah mitzvot sider Rav Shmuel Avital beno shel Rav Chaim Ita ki ha'rav sidam raf sider otam mimnyanim sefer der Yitzchaim me'akdamot כי ראה בעינם היות דברים שחושים שייכים להקדמות מהחוכמה וכיוס בשאר החלקים באופן כי זה נתפס הוא סדר מהרם ועל רוב יהיה לאיזה חידוש מהדור הבאתרה שלו היית ביד הרב שמור ויתר כמו שבוד כמה פעמים איך בזה נתפס יש תגיות. So in this safe, even though it's missing quite a bit, but the point was not to make it all inclusive, but rather as an introductory guide, an introductory guide to the Chochmot Emes. Yeah. Then there's another sefer called Sefer Kavanah. Says the Chiddush as follows on page Ein Vav here in Kitvul Yedorot. Merabenu Rizal Reiti Agav Rati Kama Minei Sidrei Kavanot. I've seen many different types of Kavanot. One is called Yashan, the old print. Old prince, and he says over here in Kuf Chav Dalit, the notes over here, Nirashu Sefer Kavanot Shel Chachmei Eretz Yisrael Bedoro Shel Rav Chaim Vital Mesudar Melaken Mitoch Atar Nirarim. Sefer Kavanot was put together from the Chachmei Yisrael. Remember the whole story of the Tar Nirarim, which escaped, which Rav Yeshua Ben Nun managed to sneak out from the house or buy from the house of Rav Chaim Vital. But really the truth is that many different editions have been there since I've written from the Tar Niyorim. Shenare kama pami bishinu etosefen. Bu sida dome le pri etzchaim biyoter le moorot natan. Now this sefer Sefer Kavanot, not to be mixed up with Shah Kavanot that we have nowadays, but Sefer Kavanot is a mixture of the Sefer Pri Etz Chaim, again, which is also Sefer Kavanot, and Lemo'od Natan, but it's not actually the Sefer that we have nowadays, it's called Shah Kavanot. So that's the Yashan. Now, Shtayim, base, V'sidrei Meir Papir Zakut, excuse me, Im Agotav. Now there's another one with Meir Zakut Ima Gautav, which is not included in the Yoshem. And the third one is Rav Nathan Shapira Baal Matzat Shmurim V'nika Morot Natan. Morot Natan was another version of the Kavanas, which was really Meir Vanatan Shapira. Again, he lived around 378 years ago. And Moshe Zakut lived around 420 years ago. And over there, in that sefer, Ma'orot Natan, Natan referring to Natan Shapira, was added much more than the original edition. Now, Dalit, Sedem Rabbani Ma'arav, Pinimi, Im Agot Aravram Azulai, Mir Mavikos, Vitamidov Rabbanim, Vamari Ha'agi. That was another edition. And the other edition was, there's actually seven editions altogether. The fifth edition was from Rameh Papisha Nika Priyetz Chaim, Shemanu Ki Nitfas Kama Pamim Bivarsha. The sixth edition of the Kavanas was Seder Shariti Shebo Maram Sova, Vagota, from a place called Maram Sova, excuse me, which is in Syria. And Zayin was Shah Kavanot Lemrav Mushmu Vital Sheatiku Miktav Mar Aviv Ramachan Vital Etzmo Vikarbo Ito Imo. And this is the final one, which is this is what we have as well. This is Rav Shmuel Vital received from his father's own handwriting. The Kavak Tavnu. Okay, fine. I think we're going to stop it here for now. We'll continue next time.